Raf Epstein on ABC Radio Melbourne.
There's a whole lot of things you can't say if you're selling a mask. And if you're selling activewear and saying it's antivirus, you can cop a very big fine. You'll get that fine from the Therapeutic Goods Administration, the TGA. They are the regulator. They are the official umpire that sits inside the health department, represented by Adjunct Professor John Skerritt. He's also a Deputy Secretary of the Department of Health. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, good afternoon, Raf.
You handed out a $40,000 fine to people making exercise clothes. Why? What did they do wrong?
Well, it's one of the number of fines that we've handed out during COVID. We've actually handed out 58 fines, almost $600,000 worth in fines, because of a danger to people's health. The company Lornagene allegedly was saying that their activewear could limit the spread and contact with coronavirus. That really broke the law, we assert, in three different ways. If a product controls a virus, it should be treated as a medicine or a device. Making claims like controlling coronavirus requires special permission. And also they were using the word safe. And asserting that a product is totally safe is also not legal. So it's all about consumer protection. Everyone is worried about coronavirus, but frankly, exercise wear is not going to stop you getting coronavirus.
So if I'm hand-making masks and just trying to sell them and, I don't know, cover my costs, what are the safe things to say about my mask?
Well, there's two different broad types of uses for masks. So there's masks that we all will have to wear here in Melbourne come the middle of the week when we go out in public. And as the Premier and the Chief Medical Officer of Victoria have shown, you can make cloth ones yourself. You can purchase basic surgical masks from the pharmacy and so forth. And they're all important protection to help limit the community spread of a disease. Now, that's for average people walking around doing their daily business to help prevent spread. The products that we regulate and have been checking are those that are particularly for making overt claims on preventing the transmission of disease or are used by doctors. You can imagine the sort of mask that a doctor doing surgery or a nurse working in an intensive care unit looking after coronavirus patients has to be at a different standard to something we might wear when we take the dog for a walk.
So if I whip out the sewing machine and say RAF's masks, 100% medical grade.
Transmission of coronavirus,
yes.
You might be getting an email from us or a phone call. But if you say RAF's masks and you market them just as masks and you don't say that they're suitable for preventing coronavirus or suitable for doctors or nurses or aged care workers to wear, as long as you don't cross that line, that's fine. Because you can imagine aged care workers and doctors and nurses need a different level of protection.
Can you do anything about people price gouging?
No, but well, that actually is not our responsibility. No. That's what the ACCC does. They get involved in conduct that is uncompetitive and so forth. Our role is to make sure that the products are safe. And there's been a massive range of products that we've questionable individuals and companies promoting with regard to coronavirus, including tablets that somehow cure the disease if you get it, bleach, hydrogen peroxide products, nanobubbles, oxygen generators, all sorts of things that unfortunately have taken advantage of people's obvious concern about coronavirus at this stage in the community. And so our role is really to help manage public health and safety rather than necessarily look at prices of products.
Was it the TGA that whacked a fine on Pete Evans for his $15,000 biochar?
It definitely was.
Right.
And so he had a device that generated a large number of colours and had made coronavirus claims about it. And so we believe that those claims were not backed up by evidence,
right,
and that also he didn't have approval for marketing this device. And so it's a bit like a speeding ticket. We can issue infringement notices. If a company believes it's unfair or the individual believes it's unfair, they can dispute that and have the case heard in court. But many of the companies pay up on the infringement notices and you can reach your own conclusion about why they pay. It's a little bit like the speeding driver doing 130k. They know if they go to court, the penalty will be so much higher.
And who tests them out, John? Like if I release the Raf Epstein magic light machine guaranteed to cure you of the virus, does someone in the TGA sort of have to sit in front of the magic light machine? Like, how do you...
It depends. So if you have this magic light machine and you're making claims to cure the virus, before you're allowed to sell it, you actually have to submit a set of information that shows that it's been tested.
Yeah, but what if I don't care about all the rules and everything? What if I just start flogging it?
You're going to be hearing from us very, very soon.
Appreciate your time, John, and your work as well. Thanks a lot.
Thanks very much, Raph.
You're with Raph.